Every day has been drizzly and cloudy. I don't have a job. I don't have a lover. I don't have anything except a goddamn hemorrhoid, and I can barely afford food, and the economy's fucked. Now, what do you fucking want from me, huh? You want me to be fucking happy?
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Well, hey there, hi there, and hello there, ladies. It's me, Wanda Wisdom, and I am here to bring you... Do I sound okay?
You sound fine. Just go on.
Okay. Anyhows and who's, and I'm here today live in my boudoir in Minneapolis, and I'm joined by two of my favorite gal pals for another episode of Eat This Hot Show. You know what? There is something wrong.
I was going to say, maybe you should double check things since it is you after all.
How doing? I don't know. Oh, you know why? It's the screaming that does it. Yeah.
Are you recording? Are you sure you're recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do I
Should
feel
I
like I'm
over?
In an Abbott and Costello movie here?
Should I start over?
Well, no,
if you don't
I think
need
it's
to.
Wonderful.
If we're in sync,
we're here, we're queer, and welcome to a new day in America. I'm joined by Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio.
Hi.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus.
We have a lot to look forward
what
to
do you
today.
Want?
And on
what
the
do you
other
want? Go ahead, make my day.
On the other hand,
please make my day.
On the other lip, I have the fat, bloated, alcoholic, and oh so talented Miss Pat Morita.
Hi, nice to see you. Wax on, wax off.
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so glad you gals have joined me. I, however, have not prepared a damn thing for today's show.
Oh,
so,
that's
my God, that's,
maybe
that's such a change for you.
For any of us.
Normally, I will tell you that there is snow on the ground.
Oh, you're kidding.
I know. See, people in L.A. think that's cute. You know, like, oh, that's so cute.
No, ain't nothing cute about it.
Well, I can tell you that it's going to be 88 here today and then 97 tomorrow. So that's fucked.
Fuck you.
It's okay? It's really, really fucked. So it's nice to hear in November, as it's closing in on Thanksgiving, that you have snow on the ground. That's a wonderful thing.
No, it isn't. It's fucking horrible. And I don't want to hear your shit.
Did I ask you, did anyone in the room say, Madge, what is your opinion of it? I was talking to Wanda.
There isn't.
You know,
a room,
at a time
virtual.
When the gays and the lesbians should be getting along, I really don't
we
think
should
this
unite.
Is appropriate.
We should stand united.
Ain't nothing good about dick.
No, it's what it's attached to, remember?
Right, who it belonged to.
So what have you gals been up to? Madge, what's your latest, now that you have reverted back to your activist, angry self, what's on
Actually,
the plate?
I've decided, now that I'm back to my activist, angry self, I've decided to not give a shit anymore, at least for a while. I just can't care.
Have you been drinking Vera's Kool-Aid or what?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just, well, you know, I'm not going to overdo the hemorrhoid because I was sleeping last night and I had some podcasts going.
It isn't gone yet?
No. And it's gotten a lot better, though. I've had my podcast going and I somehow woke up in the middle of the night to hearing Stacy say to Max, like, Madge, she's really got this hemorrhoid going. And Max goes, and this is on their show, yeah, she's sure getting a lot of mileage out of that hemorrhoid. I realize I've been talking about it too much.
And when the Gold King speaks, we all listen.
Not to prolong the pain and the agony for the audience, that is, what's this with your hemorrhoid? You got a hemorrhoid?
We're not going to bring it up again.
Oh, we're. I'm sorry. Say, I could have
Is that the royal
that I heard
we?
Some,
you mean I didn't
some...
talk about it on the last show? How could I not have?
You didn't.
Are you sure?
I guarantee. because well, I don't not.
If you
want
to hear all about my
about
hemorrhoid,
your...
there are two episodes devoted completely to it on Yeast Radio, and
really?
they're the shows that have the word roidy in it. I'm not going to go into it.
Well, you don't have to go into it, but at least tell us why you found it necessary to.
Now I
have
need
an in-depth
I do want to say briefly though. Briefly, didn't you say that you have a hemorrhoid? And it's like Gene Simmons' tongue.
Oh, yes,
out
that's
of your...
right. I did say that.
Oh, yes, she did. And but I
Wanda...
didn't realize that was.
Thank you, yeah. Vera. Thank you.
Certainly.
I didn't realize that was sincere.
You didn't realize that was a hemorrhoid for real. You thought that was just an actual
tongue. Serve. Now, you blamed it on pumpkin pie, though.
That's true. I maintain that contention.
I was a. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Wanda.
When I was a young drag queen, I was in the shower one day. This was like my freshman year of college. Actually, my early sophomore year before I was departing for Japan. And, you know,
what day of the week was it? I really
it was a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday, and I was in the bathtub, and I was soaping my bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was reaching back there, and I thought, there is something on my butthole.
Okay.
And I thought, that's not normal. But luckily, I was having a physical because in order to go abroad, you have to have a physical, whatever, you know. So I get in there and I'm like, you know, doctor, there's something on my butthole. I think it's terminal cancer.
Yeah.
And she says, well, let's take a look. So I, you know, spread them. She gets all up in there rooting around.
Oh, God.
And lo and behold, it was, you know, the beginning of a hemorrhoid. Uh-huh. And I was only like 19 years old.
Yeah. Wow. 19 and hemorrhoidal already. Were you getting action?
No, that was before I ever put anything in my butt.
Oh, then you were eating bad.
Yeah,
I
think it was
poorly.
Completely my diet because the problem has since cured itself.
Yes, well, it does if you eat healthily. If you eat
lots
a whole pumpkin pie, though, Gene Simmons comes to visit and not in a
doesn't
good way.
Doesn't Madge, aren't you like the queen of fiber?
I was.
So I'm surprised that you have these issues.
Well, you know, the problem is I haven't gone to Trader Joe's in a while. Food is expensive, and I got to kill myself.
You are low-key
today. Are
you
depressed or what? I'm a little concerned, Vera.
I am, too. But should we have an intervention? A Wellbutrin intervention?
I already take Wellbutrin.
Did you take it today?
Yeah, I took it, you whore.
Does it help?
Yeah, can't you tell?
Jesus, what the fuck would you be like without it?
And I just got back from an hour and a half of yoga. I'm serene. This is with my zen.
Maybe that's why. Maybe you knocked something loose in your...
That's serenity, huh? Wow, I wish I could achieve serenity. I wish I could accept the things that I cannot change and change the things that I can. And I wish I had the wisdom to know the difference.
You know what? The moral of the story is...
You got the wisdom on the program. Hey!
No matter what you do, it's all shit.
What, honey?
No matter what you do, it's all shit.
That's very true. You know I love you, don't you, Madge? You know how much I love you?
Well, you have to tell her every 5 seconds.
I love you, Madge.
That's good.
Hey, you know, good news, elections, God, I'm just retarded. Gay marriage is going ahead in Connecticut.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, there was a court ruling which said that I just love Connecticut. They said that civil unions were not enough. Separate but equal ain't going to cut it. So we have to allow gay people to marry. And so today, the last hurdle was... struck down, so marriage licenses are now being issued in Connecticut.
So is it going to go to the Supremes?
The Supremes? Well, in California, it's going to the Supremes, who could rule by the end of the week.
In the name of straights, you cannot marry. No, no, no.
Did you come up with that on your own?
Don't be cruel.
Very talented. I like that.
There's no sport in hurting me, Wanda. It's easy.
It's like shooting fatties at an old country buffet.
Alcoholic bald fatties in a barrel. So I saw your insane films that you've been doing, Madge, and the or your whoever that is.
Right.
And I particularly like the one where whoever that was just making faces and not saying anything.
Okay.
Do you have any
bias?
Oh my God.
I'll sell it to you on DVD, even though it's not mine. I have the rights to it.
Oh, Jesus, I'll sign it, Christ. Even. So, Wanda, what's new with you?
Oh, well, you know, not much. Everything, you know.
So you don't want to buy it then?
No, I can get it for free. I don't buy anything I can get for free.
You can't get the DVD for free.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, all I have to do is burn it to a DVD. It's free.
Cockamamie.
This person that Madge knows or doesn't know, I don't fucking know the relationship, has done a couple of YouTube videos. YouTube, by the way, YouTube people, I don't think we've talked about the fact that you're
out of sync.
That, huh?
That it's out of sync.
Oh, yeah, well, it is totally out of sync, but I wasn't going to say that. What I was going to say is that anyone interested should look up Prolapse McGee.
Yeah, but I'd rather they go to insanefilms.com because
Then I'll cut out Prolapse. I won't
the only
say
reason
Prolapse
I put Prolapse McGee on there and put him on YouTube is for retards.
Now, okay. Are those real retards or just...
No, I'm not anti-retard.
Oh.
Just Sarah Palin's retard.
You know, that election's over, and I could give a flying fuck about that cow.
Okay, well, let me check that off the list. Let's see, that leaves Alfalfa, pro or con?
Al Franken is only 206 votes behind Norm Coleman, and the recount hasn't even started yet.
How many?
Only 206.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's been moving in his direction, and they haven't even started the recount. So
when will the
recount
happen, and when will it end?
It's supposed to start sometime next week, and the final tally should be ready sometime in early December.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully, fingers crossed.
When does the term start? I don't know. Is it the same as with the president, or when does the new term start?
I assume whenever Congress is in session following the inauguration.
Oh, I see.
Are you going? Do you got a ticket?
I don't give a shit. After I stayed up all on my feet for that long, getting a roid, and then with the pumpkin pie, I don't need to be bothered with any of that.
Why are you eating
that.
Pumpkin pie?
I got all the satisfaction I need from going to the rally last week. I don't need to see no more, no how, with nobody. But I do have the ticket, the official ticket to the rally. It's on the actual paper, and it's all official, so I'm selling it to the highest bidder since I'm broke.
Did you put it on the eBay?
I don't do eBay. They just take all the money and use it to fucking make...
Did you get that on the email?
Did you get that off of email?
Did you get it off of email?
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
By the way, yeah. Gooch walks around the house going, mm-hmm, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I can't get him to stop doing it. Mm-hmm, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ, this is, I tell you what, well, it's been about 13 minutes.
Well,
the show doesn't
minutes.
Have to rely on me, does it? I mean,
yes,
I can't help it if
you.
I'm in a bad mood. Well,
everything,
I could.
Well, okay, everything so, relies on you.
You know, it doesn't help my mood when you're just calling attention to how horrible I am.
All right, it doesn't help, but then let's really call attention to it. God, you're okay. Horrible today. What's your problem? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed other than having a hemorrhoid? Did something particularly bad happen?
Hemorrhoid.
Is it new?
Let's just say hemorrhoid for the entire program.
There was something, but honestly, hemorrhoid. I can't remember. I think it's male menopause. Oh, a female menopause.
Whatever it is.
Male menopause.
Female.
That gender confusion you've got going.
No. Female menopause, but it's redundant and postmenopausal anyway. They had menopause last decade.
Uh-huh.
Very Foucault.
You know, honestly, I don't know. I'm sure other people can relate to it, but I just find as soon as this week hit, there's like the sun has been invisible. It's like getting dark at like 4:35 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the fuck that fucking came from. Every day has been drizzly and cloudy. I don't have a job. I don't have a lover. I don't have anything except a goddamn hemorrhoid, and I can barely afford food, and the economy's fucked.
Can
now,
I ask
what
you a question?
Do you fucking want from me, huh?
I want to know when the last happy? Time you went to them Seattle Sutton meetings.
I go to them as often as I ever did. Which is at least 3 times a week. And I got to play Tammy fucking Faye Baker rising from the dead on Saturday, which doesn't help. That's another thing.
For what is that?
For this fucking, for these fucking tweakers, there's a benefit where they're raising Tammy Faye Baker from the dead, and I fucking agreed to play fucking Tammy ass fucking Faye.
Aren't they ex-tweakers or recovering tweakers?
You heard me, Wanda. I don't know what I need to say to be more specific. You heard me right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think that you. I think that we should talk about how you should count your blessings.
Which are
gratitude moment. Hey.
Tell me what they are, and we can count them together.
I don't know. It's not my job to tell you what to be grateful for.
No, I love taking other people's inventory. That's my job.
Oh, you would fit right in at those Seattle Sutton meetings.
I'm totally inviting it. If I ask for it, it's totally permissible.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't take.
Because you can't fucking think of anything I should be grateful for, can you?
I think you have a lot.
My
to
God,
be
yes.
For.
First of all, I tell you, to be superficial. You're very handsome.
Do I get paid for this?
You're very handsome woman. That's something to be grateful for.
Very handsome woman.
That and a can of tomato soup will get me a fucking, you know.
Well, honey, in reality, that, and believe me, I am the last person in the fucking world to be Little Mary Sunshine because I believe that everything is fucking doomed and black and horrible. So for me to try to make you, to show you what is happy and what you should smile about is kind of ridiculous and ludicrous. However,
you made me laugh, though.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. However, you know, I mean, you want it to, this would be a really great show if we just started going on and on about the things that are making us miserable. Because I got to listen. Oh, my goodness. I think we lost.
Sorry.
Wanda just lost a lung.
Sorry.
Anyway, there's a lot to be miserable about. There really
is.
See,
maybe that's what we could do, a miserable toed list.
Yeah, we could make long lists of miserable.
I used to say I have an attitude of hatitude. I've had it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not the moderator, so I'm not gonna try to keep this train wreck going.
I don't know. I just don't feel good, honey. I don't know what to tell you. Just don't feel good, and I don't feel like faking it.
That's feel good all. Emotionally or feel good physically? You don't feel good physically either?
No, emotionally. Physically, I feel fine.
Hey, there's something to be grateful for, because I don't feel good physically, so you've got that on me.
What's
How about that?
You physically?
You want a list? I could give you, but I don't want to really...
I want the list. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it, because it's
can
just...
Can I just have two? Just two.
Just two things?
Couple. Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of restless leg syndrome?
Yeah, sure.
RLS.
David Serta has that. He takes pills for it.
Who has it?
David Serta.
Yeah. Well, I suffer a little bit from it. But what's interesting is I've got it in my arm.
Restless arm? You mean masturbation?
Well, yeah, that could be it too.
That's
so
pretty good.
That's one, and that's all I'm going to talk about. I don't want to talk about my physical woes anymore. So you know something to be grateful for, to be happy about, is to wake up in the morning, even though you're mentally miserable, which is fine because that's where I live. I know that street very well. I've seen you walking it along with me, hand in hand. However, to wake up and feel physically good is a terrific gift, believe me. Because when you wake up feeling physically shitty or there's something wrong with you that can't be fixed, that's pretty much what takes over your life.
I know. You're right about that. I agree. I am.
Yeah. Right. So it's a good. So, you know,
I am
I'm
grateful
not saying,
for my health, except for my hemorrhoid. That is a good point.
Well,
I'm also
nice,
grateful that I'm not Cheryl Murkowski or Andy Melton.
Well, I love that you bring up Andy because he's a sweet kid. But why do you have to bring up that fucking dried fig every goddamn show?
Because she's hilarious and I can't help it.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Oh, my God. You know, just the mention of her name makes me laugh.
You know, I fully understand and respect the fact that she is not the least bit hilarious for you. But for me, she makes me laugh and she makes me happy.
Well, then why don't you do Eat This Hot Show with her? Then you could be happy.
Wanda wouldn't let me. Because Wanda,
yeah, down that road,
Wanda
right?
Asked that like 3 years ago.
Try again.
Next question.
I would be.
I mean,
perfect.
Before it was before you ever came on, so I certainly wouldn't want her instead of you. I wasn't implying that, but I mean, this is like way before you were on the scene.
Uh huh.
We did a couple of shows with Cheryl, and I was like, "Well, Cheryl's a new cast member." One is like, No, not actually, no. No, I don't think so. I think, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Rivera, saddest,
I really
saddest...
like, let's just, I'll get over, I'm over myself, fine, you can edit the whole crap out, but I really liked your show about the Proposition 8. It was very helpful to me, not just in that it really made me empathize and understand where you're coming from. I mean, just because I'm a lesbian doesn't mean I automatically empathize and fully understand all gay issues. I don't, particularly that one, but your, that show you did on November 5th really did help me empathize with you. But, and then another thing, making it even more selfish and about me, it really made me understand how podcasts can impact people.
Really?
It was very interesting. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thank you for that. I was very, and this is all I'll say about it. I was, as soon as I did it, I thought, I don't know whether I should post it because it really wasn't.
And see,
like
that's always when you know you're going to have a good show, in my experience. When you don't think you should post it, then it's going to be good.
I think
it's so vulnerable. It's exposing that vulnerable.
It was. I was very, you should forgive the expression, naked. But thank you for that, yes. So why don't I insert, what I'll do is I'll play it here for the, and we won't have, we'll end the show right now. And I'll just play the show. No, I'm not going to play any of it. That was a joke.
You know, and I have to say, and I Twittered this yesterday, and I don't know if this is going to make Vera mad or Wanda mad, but, you know, my reaction, and I think protests are always wonderful, but why weren't these protests happening before the election, you know? I mean, did we just...
I think there was an assumption that this ludicrous, ridiculous thing didn't have a chance of passing.
Yeah, I think maybe you're right.
No, I think it, and I talked about this on my show, was the combination of two things. It was the hope of the election and then the reality of the injustice that still exists, and people wouldn't see it until it was put out right in front of their face.
Can I tell you what a couple of my Facebook people responded to when I wrote that? Because it's kind of... It's kind of disturbing. Too bad I don't know how to work Facebook. How do you fucking find out? Like, Jesus Christ, I hate this fucking... I can't work the thing. Like, I get the emails, and then where is it on the fucking... Well, basically, they said, because gay guys are busy, too, sucking dick.
Here
I found it. Timothy Springer wrote, my question was, am I the only one who thinks maybe these Proposition 8 demonstrations should have taken place before the election? Timothy Springer writes, nope, gay people are lazy, and I don't doubt they'll lose their momentum before they can get the law overturned. Put a dick in front of their mouth, and they'd sell their rights down the river. Number two, I tried. Mary Ellen Wood. I tried. Nobody would get off their asses to help me. Everyone was too busy going to the bar trying to get laid. So I just stole, yes, on 8 signs every night from the church across the street from my house. The silver lining in all this is that everyone is off their asses now. I feel that the community has been unified in a way that probably hasn't been, that it hasn't been since the days of Stonewall, and I have faith that the court system will make the right choice, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and she said Arizona and Arkansas can get fucked. Or got fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Thoughts.
What I said, I think that prior to it passing, I don't think that there was a lot of belief that it would. I got scared as soon as I started seeing their ads because I knew that they were gut-punching people and they weren't talking the truth. And then our counter, the No on 8, was all cerebral in concept and conceptual. And the dumbasses that put the check marks in the boxes don't get conceptual. They only get gut punches.
But, you know, I'm thinking like this. I mean... Hate crimes are illegal. So a hate crime written into the Constitution, isn't that illegal?
Well, they don't view it that way.
The whole thing is a hate crime. Oh, and this is the other thing I want to say, and I really feel strongly about this, and I've said this for years.
I think I liked it better when you were depressed.
Shut up. Boycott straight marriage. If you want to protest this thing, then don't go to a fucking straight wedding, because that's a segregated institution. It's just like walking into a segregated bus. If you really believe that gay people have the same rights as straight people, then don't walk into that segregated institution. Don't help them with their fucking wedding. Don't clap when they fucking announce that they're getting married. And don't fucking admire their fucking diamond fucking ring engagement, and don't go to their engagement parties, and don't give them a fucking wedding gift, and don't go to their fucking wedding and say, you know why? Because it's not legal for me and it's a segregated institution. I'm not going to go in there any sooner than I go to a church where the black people in the, well, I wouldn't go to church anyway, but you know, it's just, let's say a bus where the black people have to stand in the back. You know?
Uh-huh.
I think that'll make some change. Oh, you're not going to my wedding? Oh, it's my wedding. It's my big day. Oh, no. You won't go to my wedding. It's all about me. It's my big day. I've been looking forward to it all since I was a little girl. And you're not going to go. Why? Well, because it's not legal for me to get married, and I have the same rights as you. Mommy. Done.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good, because now I got my clip.
Oh, okay. Can I go now?
Yes. You're excused. Go back to yoga.
Toilet.
Uh-huh.
And never underestimate the power of a hemorrhoid to make a lesbian cranky.
God, I guess. Is that all it takes?
Yes!
Well, you know, I'm kind of conflicted about that whole don't go to the wedding thing. And I'll tell you why. Because I got a husband who says that that we should go, and because that what we are doing is we are acknowledging the love that that should be acknowledged for everyone, and that if we, I mean, I really shouldn't speak for him, but if we do this, we become them if we act the same way. In other words, if we protest the ceremony and protest they're getting married, basically we're becoming them. And but you know, my,
well, that's a different way to look at it, and I can respect that, but I've, you know, I think there are two ways of, there's probably more than two ways of looking at the same issue, and mine is as a segregated institution.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like you know. Gooch and I haven't discussed this in depth, but I do, my instinct, my gut, because I had to do this with my family, and so you know, I had to say, no, I'm not going to the Thanksgiving, the big Thanksgiving thing, if I can't bring my partner. And I, no, I'm not going to this if I can't, if I'm not acknowledged as being equal. So I actively did this with my family, and it wasn't for an outcome, because if you do anything for an outcome, you're setting yourself up for failure and disappointment. Mm-hmm. It was simply because I was saying, no, you know, you don't get me if you don't get all of me.
You mean they invited you, but not Gooch to Thanksgiving?
No, this was, but I was with someone for 8 years before Gooch.
Okay.
And in that 8-year relationship, a lot of familial things happened. But also, when I met Gooch over 25 years ago, there was still, like, we still went to my mother's extended family for Thanksgiving, and they're very religious. And I said, no, I'm not going to drag Gooch into that miring mess the couple of times we did it. There was a lot of me putting the brakes on with things and saying no, and also explaining why no. You know, okay, yeah. you don't agree. I mean, okay, succinctly, because that's my difficulties, being succinct.
That's my, okay. We need to stall today. It's fine.
Oh, all right. Late.
Be so unsynced all you want.
I can ramble. My sister.
Yeah, but please remind us to talk about Keith Olbermann on The View. Mental note. Go ahead about your sister. I'll type the mental note apology.
No, I first of all, I would love to talk about that Keith Olbermann video that's going all over the place that he talked about Prop 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just very briefly, you know, my sister and I, one of my sisters, my sister's an evangelical Christian, but she's really gone away from a lot of the tenets and the bullshit of that religion, although she's still got enough of it. But I was very firm at the fact that, no, I'm not going to have a relationship with you, because you look at, even though you love Gooch, because she dearly loves him, the whole family loves him, and you love me, but you don't, at your core, you don't recognize our relationship as being as valid as, you know, Britney Spears and whoever who gets married for a day in Las Vegas. You know, it doesn't have right. the same value. So right. I let them know very clearly that there's not going to be a buddy. We're not going to go on vacation together. We're not coming over for dinner. We're not visiting you in Reno. And we're not, because you know, I don't care that you love us both. At your core, you don't believe that our relationship has validity. So basically,
Reno?
Fuck you.
Did you say Reno?
Yeah, she lives in Reno.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Really?
You might too if you went.
Yeah. So anyway, that. And so you wanted to talk about Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
And The View.
I know that he had a rant on Proposition 8. It's on my list. I didn't watch it yet.
It's heartwarming.
But what was surprising is, and what I'm referring to, and I didn't watch this, I only read of it, but I know you watched The View, but that he said when he was on The View that he doesn't vote.
I did not hear that because I didn't watch the whole interview. I only watched the beginning of it.
He said he doesn't vote. And the reason, which I couldn't imagine, which is why I read the transcript, is that because as a journalist, he feels that he has to be nonpartisan.
Or lazy. Wanda, what happened to you, darling?
I'm still here.
Okay, because you've been quiet for so long.
Yeah,
you've been quiet.
Well, my
too
mommy
long.
Told me when I have something to say, I'll open my mouth. When I have something nice to say.
Did you see the Keith Olbermann the YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
What'd
yeah,
you
no,
feel
I thought,
about?
You know, it's nice. I mean, you know, I never doubted that Keith Olbermann was supportive, but the problem I have is that people that need to watch Keith Olbermann are not watching Keith Olbermann.
Well, that's
oh, I know. Yeah, that's always the preaching
shit
to the choir.
But it seeps through. I mean, so does, what's her name? Angie Dickinson. What's her name?
But
Angie
see,
Dickinson.
I'm just tired
Police
of,
woman?
I don't.
Rachel Maddow.
She for
reminds
me
of close. Angie Dickinson. I don't know why.
Go ahead, Wanda.
For me, I'm really past the point of making intellectual arguments. Like, I can give you, like, 50 of them. Each of us could give 100 of why it's, you know. To me, it's just, like, I don't care that, I don't know, now I sound like the bitter pessimistic one, but I really don't care that there are people who are, you know, making the arguments which have always been there. Right now, the important thing is to do something.
Right.
Because you have this momentum that's going to go away very quickly, and so I'm really of the ilk that I don't want to debate it or argue it. I just want to see people do things, and people are doing like 50 million different things, which is not a bad thing, you know. You try a bunch of stuff and something'll stick. So I don't know. There's not like, because I hear all these people talking about, you know, there's the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it, and this is the right strategy, and we should be doing this and not this. I'm like, just try it.
Just do,
you know,
something.
Get out of your comfort zone, and you know, capitalize on the momentum that people seem to have. Because I hear from, I mean, I don't know about you, gals, but I have been getting letters upon letters, long diatribes from people about, you know, this whole issue, and that indicates to me that there is a level of interest and momentum that we've not seen before, at least in the very few years that I've been doing this. I've never gotten, you know, these long, heartfelt, meaningful letters from people. So it's like we're on to something here. Run with it. Don't sit around and bitch about it or talk about it. Just go out and do something, you know, because...
Yeah, and I have to say, for me, it's not a battle I'm prepared to fight. Not right now. And not that it's not worth fighting, it is. I just don't have it in me, you know, and I felt
Would
like
you if it were in your state? Would you have it in you if it were in your state?
I kind of doubt it, you know. I think the whole thing was ill-timed. I think... You know, I have to look at it, the way I view it is extremely pessimistically and extremely realistically. And somebody made the point when I said last week, you know, when I was talking about Obama throwing us under the bus, and somebody made the comment, quite valid, you know, quite valid compliment, said, Madge, you're a hypocrite because you're criticizing Obama for doing the exact same thing that you did by going to the middle to win the election. You know, and later I thought about it and I thought, well, the difference is I'm admitting it. But still, it's still a valid criticism. And, you know, that's why we lost Proposition 8, and I still contend. You know, there are different battles that have to be fought, and this was not the time that gay people got a battle and we didn't get to win. And if it had been a gay issue, the Democrats would have lost. You know, the Democrats have had a, it didn't go well in 2004, and a lot of the reason was because that whole gay marriage thing came up. At least that's what a lot of people think. And it's kind of like, I hate to be that pessimistic and cynical, but on the other hand, maybe it is the right time now that it's after the election, because the, those political, you know, the political reasons couldn't be further away in terms of time. So well, it may be the best
it's,
time.
It's,
of
yeah,
it.
To me, it's... my reaction to that is to want to say that it's irrelevant what the timing is or whether it's good or bad timing. Yeah. If you are a person of conscience and you value your dignity as a person, and then you have, I think, the obligation to stand up and say, this is not acceptable to me. I don't care what the timing is or the cost is or what the likelihood that something is going to change. Ultimately, right. That's not for us to decide.
But see, that I agree with, but that's what I'm a hypocrite about, because I did, because if I stuck to those values, which were my values before those 2 months, and this is why I have a hard time kind of going back to them. If I really believed in those values, I honestly probably wouldn't have supported the Obama ticket.
Yeah, but see, there, don't you see a difference there?
For the bigger worldview, I had to.
But what I don't see is that needs, the two are necessarily the same. What I mean is, that was something much larger. This is something very specific. This is a direct...
But when Biden went on TV and said, look, you know, we don't support gay marriage. Marriage is for straight people. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Well, and everybody, you know, had the opportunity to speak out against it. I mean...
Speak out against it, yeah, but the problem is we still needed to get the guy in office. It was a horrible dilemma, a horrible dilemma.
And so now
I chose, you know, I chose to stay with the, you know, to fight the battle of the Obama, to fight for the economy and all the other stuff, and instead of, and let the gay battle save that for a later time, because it wasn't our time. We lost. We were sacrificed. And we sacrificed ourselves by supporting Obama.
Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air.
Not as long as you're singing.
Seen any good movies lately?
Well, I downloaded The Eyes of Tammy Faye because I have to be her, and I find the whole idea of that really appalling. It's somewhat relevant to the conversation in a
I love that
way.
Documentary. You know, I follow them religiously.
Yeah, I know. You're into those weird
fannies. Yeah, I loved the Jim and Tammy show. I mean, I watched and watched and watched and watched and watched and absorbed and followed what my enemies were doing. But in
you know,
the...
go ahead. It's so complicated. I know, that was just sort of an interlude, so I don't feel bad for interrupting you, but...
Actually, I was going to make a point, but that's okay.
These things are so complicated, these political things. And honestly, my political assuasions have changed so much. And I see the depth of them to an extent that I didn't before. And it makes me so confused. You know, I wish I could say I'm somewhere in this. You know, I wish I could really say that I'm a Democrat, but I'm not. You know, I wish I could say, well, I really support everything this person stands for. I don't even know that I wish that, actually. It's just so fucking complicated. I mean, here we have a country of 300 million people. We have a world that's a mess because that we have to clean up. We've got all these disenfranchised minorities all over the place. We've got economic disasters. I mean, we've got an economic disaster. I mean, I have a friend who works for a certain very famous... woman with an enormous head who comes from Chicago who tends to go by a particular vowel. You know, he worked for her for 10 years. And this vowel was on TV all last week saying, Obama this, Obama that, Obama that. She was on his airplane, you know, advising him. And then she shuts down his whole branch, which was called Vowel at Home, because evidently there's no more homes that need vowels. So I suggested, well, why don't they just rebrand the magazine Vowel at Cardboard Box or Vowel at Skid Row? Oh, I mean, that's how bad our economy is.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's a little bit, you know, it's I think gay people have the right to get married and share lives. Of course I do. I've been in a relationship. I've been in the end stage of a relationship.
Yeah, but see, that again to me is just like, that's not the issue. That's the symbol. That again is not, this is an opportunity for people to see themselves for who they really are in the country that they supposedly are a part of. So it doesn't matter.
In other
words,
you're done with the election. Move on. Let's focus on the issue. Is that what you're saying? Because I agree with that, if that's what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying people, this was something that gay people didn't choose. This was something that happened. So now how are you going to react? Are you going to say, I don't care.
Oh, I don't think
like I said before,
passively.
There's momentum there that people didn't, that there was not before. People see themselves differently in a way that they didn't see themselves the very week before. Because a lot of people were jarred to the point of saying, oh, yes, this is absolutely 100% unacceptable for me to be treated any less than equal in the country that I live in. And so regardless of how we got there, I think fundamentally people are there. So now the opportunity is for people to do something. I don't want to spend so much time determining what people should do or coming up with an intellectual or ideological justification for things, because by the time you come to that conclusion, the momentum will have passed and people will be sitting in their chairs watching American Idol.
Okay, right. Sure. But the thing is, I feel like, and I'm just coming from my own perspective in my own little world, where I haven't honestly been reading up too much on what's been going on with this issue. So I don't feel like I just feel like I need to reconcile it. I mean, it's hard for me to reconcile that the candidate I supported so vehemently really just,
yeah, but your support wasn't for every, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's almost as if you're having a, it doesn't matter to me, I guess, that you're having that intellectual dilemma. Like, you realize that he needed to be there because we'd rather fight with him than fight with the guy who was going to win, right?
Sure.
So it doesn't mean that by supporting him that you supported everything that he supported, or that you have to go along with everything the way.
Right.
We have a better chance of having a sympathetic ear in the White House with Obama than we had with McCain, and that is the bottom line.
Right.
Just because he said, he had his spokeshole, Biden, say that they do not support, you know, that marriage is between a man and a woman. What we fought for and what we succeeded, which just still to this second blows me away, what we succeeded in doing was getting a sympathetic ear into the highest office of the nation, as opposed to the past 8 years, well, the past, except for Clinton, who was kind of sympathetic until he changed his mind on
say something about politicians in general? I hate this constant, like, they didn't do for me. Like, no politician is going to do for anybody unless they have the political will or that they have the support of people. So you have to make the case. It is time for gay people. This is the same. I have the same criticism of gay people for bitching about black people and Latinos for not supporting their issues. We have not asked the black community to support our issues. We have not lobbied them in a way that we can then sit back and criticize them for not voting on our issue or seeing.
I have, but only on a personal level.
Well also, I don't think
and a lot of us
need
have
to,
as people, but
you don't
I'm
need
sick
to,
and tired of...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, who's... Just go ahead, who?
I'm not the host, so I just realized I have no right to say that.
I just wanted to make the point. They should know. See, I agree that we can't point blame. We can't point fingers of blame. That's absolutely counterproductive to say whose fault this is. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Actually, it's the Mormons and the Knights of Columbus fault, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. But to say it's the black community, Hispanic community, whatever. But your argument of that we haven't lobbied them, we haven't tried to garner them onto our side. We shouldn't have to lobby a group of people that
has
suffered.
Well, then you don't want it.
Listen to me.
That
has suffered. That has suffered nothing but discrimination their entire lives. Know full well to their core what it is like to be hated, to be discriminated against, and to be made third and fourth and fifth class citizens. These people know it to their heart. So
well,
we shouldn't
all,
have to. We shouldn't have to lobby someone who knows to the core what it is to be discriminated against.
But that ain't
the
way humanity works, and you know.
Yeah,
it.
And I'm sorry. Like, you just
everybody
can't
needs
expect
a scapegoat.
People to do something. There are certainly, and here's what where we get in the in this again is just going to get us arguing with each other. Not all black people are against gay rights because there are gay people who are black. So
I know that. I know that. That's why I said don't point fingers. I agree with you completely.
What we're talking about is strategic alliances with different groups. So you don't see, you know, the groups that are supposedly fighting for GLBT equality lobbying the way they should with the organizations that have the ability, because we're not just talking about individuals. We're talking about power. And we're talking about organizational power. And so those organizations need to work together. And what my criticism is not of Madge for not going and talking about the issue or Vera not talking about the issue. It's for the HRC and different organizations like that who have not made a concerted effort and haven't over the long haul in a way that's been meaningful, because otherwise we wouldn't have had the outcome that we had last year. The bottom line is we can't blame politicians or other people. If we want it, we need to go get it. And nobody's going to do it for us.
Okay, so let's talk about how. I think, now, if you look at what happened with this tremendous victory in this election, what happened to a great extent was that, and this is why I'm, you know, we're in a capitalist country, and economics are what really creates change in this country, in an economic system, you know, whether you like it or not. So in order for gay people, if gay people want to get married and we want our rights, then we're going to have to basically make something happen in the economic way that has an impact on the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the bus boycott.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I'm suggesting boycotting marriage.
There's certainly, and I think there are have been a lot of suggestions like, you know, trying to get the tax status of the Mormon Church revoked, trying to get people to, you know, not support certain businesses. I don't see why not. Marriage,
right.
I don't
well,
know how
good.
You would. The problem with marriage is that it becomes such a personal issue, and you really are going to ask people to
make a sacrifice.
No,
well,
no, no.
That's
I'm not disagreeing you with do. You, but I'm just saying that
I'm not
is,
yelling at
it's
you.
A little different
in general.
Than just
it's like there
people
was a case. There was a case
the
on Democracy Now! Yesterday. There was a book. There, you know, it was about sports activism with athletes, and there was some guy who was going to make this big statement. He had painted this baseball glove half white, half black for some big event. I don't know, from baseball, maybe it was another sport. And at, you know, when he scored this big goal, his plan was to raise the mitt up to show unity between black and white. Well, his teammates stopped him because they realized that it might cost him the game, because it's technically against the rules to be political in a game. And what the commentator was saying on the show is, well, that's the whole point. If you're not putting something at risk, you're not making a statement.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I'm just saying it's not quite the same sacrifice. You know, asking somebody not to shop at a business versus, you know, get in between your relationship with your parents or your siblings is a little different. So I'm not saying I'm opposed to it.
Right. No, it's not the same, but it's still a sacrifice. You know,
Vera?
The bigger sacrifice is the people to me that have careers in the business, the wedding planners.
Well, that's what I would suggest.
Fucking reality TV shows about fucking douchebag weddings.
I would
the
say
coverage
every,
of weddings. Just
every
fucking
gay
ignore
person
the
who is in the wedding industry should, you know, think twice about maybe taking a day off.
I mean, I know. I'm not saying it's easy, but especially for people in a business when there's an economy, but
yeah, but that's isn't that just the very time that you want people to do something that's going to hit their pocketbook? I mean, that was the reason that, you know, you had all these businesses in the South saying,
yeah.
Could you guys move on this civil rights thing? Because we're finna go broke.
The wedding business is a huge business. If we can make a dent in it, we're making a pretty big statement. I mean, there's other ways, too, by supporting businesses that only have specifically pro-gay advertisements. You know, I found out, here's a good point to make, a good time to make this point. Seagate, and this is great for this audience, Seagate is one of the main manufacturers, if not the biggest, of hard drives. They donated $25,000, actually $30,000 total, to support Proposition 8. So don't buy a Seagate hard drive. Seagate, that's half the market, I think, at least. And you know what's even more interesting? Jeffrey Taylor pointed this out to me. He's also one of the biggest sponsors for Robert Scoble, also somebody you shouldn't support. But what was really interesting is SFGate, the San Francisco Chronicle, has a database of all these donations. And in the database, Seagate was deliberately spelled, I'm guessing deliberately, but Seagate was spelled incorrectly. And I thought that was really interesting. But, you know, it was obviously, you could tell it was the same company.
Matt, what is the place to find the CEO? What is the place to find the donations?
Oh, gosh. I have to email it to you.
Okay. Because I would like to, one of the things that I would like to do then is on my show talk about that list, or just at least read that list, because I have right now a Seagate drive, but I ain't gonna buy them no more.
I'm emailing it to you right now. I just
okay. Well, there was a big thing in there yesterday that I saw, a restaurant in LA that this woman got flack. She donated $100 to the Mormon Church's campaign against Proposition 8, which I still don't understand how they could do that. But
the Mormons, maybe, of all people, I know. Like, it's okay to have 12 wives, but just not a husband.
But she got, you know, they found out that she gave $100 and she was like, oops. And so she invited everybody into her restaurant on a particular day for, you know, a free meal and a discussion about, you know, the issue, because she realized pretty quickly, you know, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. So, what do you think we should do?
Well, I like heard from Vera.
I love the idea of this. I mean, it's baby steps. Mm-hmm. As much as I love to see my brethren and sistren walking in front of the Mormon Tabernacle here, en masse.
The moron Tabernacle.
Yeah. As much as I love to see it, I always ask myself, and what is this going to do? Now, perhaps it's calling attention, and maybe that's necessary. But I think, you know, what you said, Madge, is an economical fact. It's a fact of this country that people are not affected until you punch them right in the pocketbook. Mm-hmm. That's when people's ears prick up, if you should forgive the expression. And I think it's the reason that Barack Obama is in the office that he's in, is because everybody got hit in their pocketbook with this economy. And that's
what maybe the wedding boycott isn't the right way to do it. But whatever
here's the deal, though. How much effect do we have on weddings by not attending? Now, if you're talking about wedding planners and all those people, they'll never do that. That's like you saying, you know, it's like you saying you get a job today, Madge. You get a job.
Well, then it's got to be something that hits them in the purse.
What? Yes. We got to hit them in the purse.
That's my point, more so than the wedding boycott, although I think the wedding boycott makes a huge emotional point to people.
But to whom? It makes, you know, let's say one of my cousins is getting married, one of my loving cousins is getting married, and I say, no, I can't go to your wedding because I'm not allowed to get married. What did my cousin do to me? My cousin was a gay supporting cousin and loves gay people and believes gay people should be married. And how does my not showing up at that family ceremony going to further our cause?
I don't know.
I think too, this is just another indication that there, you know, on the one hand, there's a ton of different things we can do because it goes beyond marriage. You know, in many states, you can still be fired for just being gay. You know, like really simple things like that.
And the adoption issue too. Here in Minnesota, we have
minus the marriage issue in Minnesota, we have some of the most progressive legislation protecting gay and lesbian, even bisexual and transgender people. But there are still some 500 laws that affect gay and lesbian people adversely in the state. And I mean, you know, so we don't have to just...
Let alone the sodomy laws.
Well, those have finally been overturned, but
not
in all
states.
This
is a long, long battle. We're going to win this battle. And I think this last election was proof that we will. But it's also proof of how fucking long it takes. And this battle is inevitably going to be fought and won in the Supreme Court. Not in this Supreme Court, and I'm sorry to say it, but not in Obama's Supreme Court, because it looks like the only people he's going to replace are liberals. So this is a long, long, long battle, which we have to fight, but we may not reap the benefits of that fight. because it's not really going to be gay marriage. It's not really going to be equality until it's equal at the federal level, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, that we certainly, if every state were to pass legislation protecting gay and lesbian people and giving them the right to marry, you still wouldn't be recognized by the IRS.
Right.
So DOMA needs to be repealed. That's the first step.
Oh, my God. It's too big for me. I think that's why I don't know. I'm just a small, large lesbian with
food
allergies.
Know, come on. Use your own, you know, use your own anti-Vera rhetoric. And pardon me, Vera, I'm not singling
you
out.
I'm just tired in a way. I'm just tired and I'm broke and I'm hungry. And the other things in that little acronym we use. And I just don't have a whole lot of fight in me right now. I don't have a lot of fight in me. It's for you youngins.
Jesus.
Vera.
And hemorrhoid free.
I wish.
Just be happy that's a, yeah, it is. Well, it is. It's time, because once I tack on the music, we've done 60. So go ahead, darling.
Well, ladies, I want to say thank you. We have solved all of the world's problems in another groundbreaking episode of Eat This Hot program. My name is Wanda Wisdom. You can listen to me on wandawisdom.com. You can listen to my gal pal Madge over at eastradio.com. Say goodbye, Madge.
Goodbye. And I never thought it possible that I could be even more depressed at the end of the show than I already was.
On
glad
my
to be of
right
service.
Hand, because she is the resident conservative, she's the Elizabeth Hasselback.
Oh, God, don't do that
she
to
is,
me.
No. It, not you know even what? I watched humor. The View today. That girl is fucking nuts.
She is a...
I love watching her go to town with Joy Behar. Oh, I could watch them argue all
and
day.
She had dandruff all over her suit today. Did you watch it, Vera?
Maybe I watched
it was
today.
Yesterday.
I watched today and yesterday.
She had dandruff all over her suit. What were those white fuzzy things? And then she's like, it's Veterans Day. You better not criticize the war.
I know.
Like, fuck you, you retarded cunt. I'd love to see an Uzi go right through your skull.
Ah.
And on that note, we will be with you again.
Well, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye or anything because you said I was Elizabeth
take
Hasselbeck.
It I
take
that,
it,
all, that was
take
all
us out, Lizzie.
I would
take
like to
out,
say
Liz.
Thank you for this opportunity to join you two assholes and the rest of the lovies in lovey land. You can hear me at veraspeaks.com. Thank you very kindly. Go ahead, Wanda.
Oh, thank you. And for all of those of you who need some love in your life, pray
don't
for
come
Jesus.
Here.
And one more thing, please don't yell at me in the comments.
Oh, please.
I can't take it.
Oh, what?
Not that.
Who
not
are you?
Week. Not this week. I can't. I'm vulnerable. Oh, I'm like a Radiohead song.
I'm not buying it. Sorry. Okay, ladies, have a wonderful
fuck you
day.
Too, you whore.
Yeah, eat it.
Bye.
You know, at a time when the gays and the lesbians should be getting along, I really don't think this is appropriate.